Now, the bans on rock climbing in some parts of the Grampians are continuing to cause headaches for tourism operators. Last week, they went down to the wire to find out if their licences to operate in the park would be renewed. And this is to run climbing tours. Now, they were renewed, but only for 3 months. So a three-month extension, more talks to come, final decisions likely to be at least 12 months away, June 2020. What does that mean for climbing tour operators? Tori Dunn is the owner of Grampians Mountain Adventure Company. Tori, what's your take on this?
I'm not sure if you're aware, Steve, but Summerday Valley is a key place for family groups, recreational climbers, beginner climbers, scouting groups, social groups. And they've been using that site for 40 or 50 years in a really, really respectful way. For example, over Easter, there was a scouting group using it. Parks was allowing that to happen. Mm. And what we saw in this mail-out was an indication that the public access to Summerday Valley is revoked as of Monday, the 1st of July. Throwing a bone to operators, giving us this three-month extension with conditions that we find a little bit unworkable. For example, we have to call into a parks office to book a cliff. Parks have demonstrated their incompetence in managing climbing. They don't seem to really even understand it. I believe Simon was quoted earlier this year as talking about speed bolting up boulders with bolt guns. I mean, that's not what climbing is. I'm really frustrated. I'm taking an ideological stand on this. I'm going to take my work to Arapiles in the short term until we can work out some of these issues and hopefully get the public back in there. I think it's really important for the health of our society to do so.
Tori, is your business not viable in the Grampians at the moment?
All right. So we've seen a reduction in our bookings by 25 to 33%. We've had no international inquiries since all of this came out a few months ago in February. I've spoken to other operators in the region. This is affecting them equally, and not just direct tour operators. There's a flow-on effect from this campaign that's been run by Parks. Local accommodation providers, they have no bookings over winter when they would. There's a friend of mine down the road here who runs the Happy Wanderer Holiday Resort. He'll in and speak to you. He's had no bookings for the past few months. Usually he'll have international visiting climbers coming over and booking his cabins for periods of weeks at a time. It's affecting the whole industry. People with this level of uncertainty aren't travelling over to Australia, to this area, to climb. And this is also, and this is, I think, even more crucial to focus on, the amount of damage that's being done in this local community is massive.
What sort of damage are you talking about?
Well, all right, so you know how people make tree changes, they make sea changes. Well, if you're aware of the little township of Natimuk,
yep,
near Arapiles there, it's a local success story. It's a small country town that's been bucking the trend. It's been growing against all odds, where other small country towns are dying. People are moving here from interstate, from Melbourne, from international places to live, to start families, to buy a house, to work. There's a massive amount of uncertainty. If these climbing bans extend, people will move away.